Farmer Lynn Warfel drives a four-wheeled John Deere Gator cart across one of his fields in Champaign County. It's a sunny Wednesday in early November. Recent rains forced Warfel to take a break from harvesting his roughly 2,000 acres of corn and soybean.
We're on our farm that was started in 1882 by my great-grandfather.
Warfel's German immigrant ancestors were among the first farmers to drain the once swampy lands that used to make up much of this part of central Illinois. This year, he says, is different, with the proposed federal rule to protect waterways that he worries will make life more difficult for farmers and cost families more in the grocery aisle.
In agriculture, we're at a point where we want to really tell people, stop, wait, give us some relief here, back off.
He's talking about the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. The agencies put forward a rule to clarify what qualifies as waters of the United States, meaning which streams, lakes, rivers, ponds, ditches, and other waterways the agencies can regulate under the Clean Water Act. A series of Supreme Court decisions left that unclear. Warfel and farmers like him largely opposed the new rule.
The ambiguity of the regulations will lead to lots of problems for me as a farmer. I need to make a profit. And so the more regulations I have to put up with, the less profit I have, the more complicated my production practices get. And so I'm very concerned about this new set of regulations.
The EPA has received thousands of comments from people and organizations against the rule, including comments from a handful of farmers in Champaign County. The Illinois Soybean Association, the Illinois Beef Association, and the Vermilion County Farm Bureau all submitted comments. A Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting's social media analysis also found that there were at least 14,000 tweets and retweets since August connected with a public campaign to ditch the rule.
Overall, there's a lot of misinformation out there saying that farmers are now going to need permits to plow their fields and, that puddles are now waters of the U.S.
That's Ellen Galinsky, an EPA senior policy advisor. She says much of the criticism may be misguided. She points out that, under the proposed rule, farmers will continue to have the same special exemptions and exclusions under the Clean Water Act that they've had for nearly 40 years.
We are not changing any of the exemptions for normal farming, silviculture, and ranching. So basically, farmers do not need a Clean Water Act permit to conduct their normal farming activities.
UC Davis law professor Albert Lynn, who specializes in environmental law, backs that up, adding that the EPA does not have the power to override those exemptions anyway.
To begin with, it's worth noting that the statute itself provides explicit exemptions for certain agricultural operations, such as the discharge of dredge or fill from normal farming operations or irrigation return flows. And these exemptions are found in the statute itself, and so could not be changed by an agency rule.
To counter the Ditch the Rule campaign, supporters of the Waters of the U.S. rule came up with a Twitter tag of their own, Ditch the Myth. Galinsky says that tag, along with information posted on EPA.gov, helped cut through what she calls the misinformation. Even if the rule is adopted, Lynn, the lawyer, says the EPA's jurisdiction remains open to interpretation, which means it's likely to be challenged sooner or later. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holly.